Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Chronicle. I'm your host, Karan. On this episode, we're going to talk all about bucket lists. This has been something that's been on my mind for quite some time now. So we'll talk about what's actually on my bucket list, and yeah, it should be a fun ride. But first, let's hear a word from our sponsor. All right, let's get started. So yeah, bucket lists have been on my mind for a while. I don't know why, but actually I do know why. So recently I found my senior book, which is something that we had to do as high school seniors for our English class. It was like a final project. I think there were a couple different options we could choose from. And the one that I chose was like a collection of different things that I would just put together. And one of them was a bucket list. And so it was like 100 things that I wanted to do. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is interesting. So yeah, it was very interesting to see what I wanted to do 10 years ago. Oh man, that's hard to believe it's been 10 years since I graduated high school. Anyway, so yeah, so I wanted to do something on bucket list because, I mean, we may not be able to do some of that stuff right now, but it's always good to have something in your back pocket when we are able to do, we are able to go out and do these things again. So, yeah, like I said, it was like super interesting to see what those things were that I wanted to do 10 years ago. So some examples were seeing Beyonce. So I can scratch that off my list. I actually went to go see her a couple years ago. It's like one of my first years I was here in Pittsburgh. She came and did her formation tour here, which was fantastic. Another one was skydiving, which I don't know why I put that on there, because I am such a nervous Nelly. So skydiving is never one of those things that I will do. And looking back on this, I'm like, what were you thinking at 18 years old that you wanted to go skydiving? That makes no sense whatsoever. Another one was going to college. So that's already crossed off the list as well. So yeah, that was definitely something that I was like, are you gonna make it through? So good thing I was able to check that off the box. And then another one was being an actor. Yeah, I wanted to be an actor for a while. I even went to an acting and modeling school when I was like 16 years old and was so excited to do this. And then I realized like, that is not the profession for me. I am way too timid for that. I mean, I always love acting, and like when I'm doing like things on stage or anything like that, like I can turn it on, I guess you could say, and be able to perform. Like I did a play in my senior year of college, which was also on my, it was on my college bucket list of things to do, because I had told myself, you're going to do something like that when you're in school. Because actually, when I first started, when I first started school, I wanted to go for theater. And then I realized, yeah, that not the profession for me. So I started in poli sci, political science. And that was definitely not for me. And then I settled on social work. Nope, I did not settle on social work then. I settled on sociology and psychology. It was not until my senior year of college that I actually settled on social work, which was interesting. Like, I didn't even know that was a thing until then. Yeah, like that was really interesting to get into that and get introduced to that, and look where I'm at now. But anyway, yeah, going back to being an actor, yeah, like I did a play in college my senior year, and it was actually such a great experience. Like, I did not think I was gonna enjoy doing it as much, just because, like, I'm in school, I'm working, and I'm doing all this and trying to learn and memorize lines. But actually, it was a lot of fun, and the whole cast was fantastic. That was actually a really cool play to do. Yeah, but I don't think I would ever try to be an actor again. No, like I do miss theater. I will enjoy it from the audience. Yes, that's what I will say. I will enjoy it from the audience now, which I am completely fine with. And then another thing that was on my list was riding a mechanical bull. So I can check that off the list as well, because I did that. And yeah, there's a story to go along with that one. So I was leaving my one position that night. And so it was my last day. So we all decided we were going to go do a happy hour, basically. And so we went to one of the local bars over by where we worked, and they have a mechanical bull there. That was kind of like our hangout spot when we would do happy hours anyway. And so that night was the first night that the bull was actually back up and running for a while. So we were like, oh, we have to do it. We have to do it. And it was like, you could donate like $1 to be able to ride it. So me being me, I decided, why not? So I get on there. Let me go back. I try to get up on the bull. Could not. When I finally got up there, I heard a tear. I was like, ooh, that's not good. What was that? Well, I looked down and my pants ripped right in the crotch. And I'm like, oh, this is just fantastic. Oh, this is fantastic. So I look, he looks at me, gives me the thumbs up. I'm like, well, I'm on it now, so might as well just keep going. And it goes, I think I was on there for like maybe 5 seconds, probably not even that long, before I just like, it was kind of like a slow falling off. Like it picked up, and then I just like, it swung around and I just fell off. And I get back up and I'm like, oh shoot, my pants ripped even more. So I look down and I get out of the bullpen, I guess is what they call it. And I get down and I look down and I'm like, oh OMG. My pants literally ripped from where it had ripped before in the crotch all the way down to my knee. So now I'm in this crowded bar with pants that are completely ripped. So I had to figure out a way to get from the bar to my car without having a huge breeze flowing up my leg. So finally I did figure out, oh, you still have your jacket. So just wrap that around your waist and walk to your damn car. But yeah, that was probably one of the funniest moments that I had in a bar. One of the most embarrassing moments that I had in the bar. Thank God I had underwear on that day. Yeah, that would have been real awkward. Real awkward. But yeah, that was definitely an experience. Needless to say, I probably would not do that again. Yeah, I probably wouldn't do that again. But I will post the video of me riding the bull on my blog, so you can enjoy it as much as I did. Yeah, so now that I talked about some of the things that were on my bucket list, I think I'll talk about some things that I have put on my new bucket list. I'll call it my adult bucket list, I guess. I don't know why, that's just going to be the name that I call it for now. So as I was looking through that old bucket list, that's the one from 10 years ago, I was like, these are things that, yeah, a young 18-year-old probably would want to do. But I thought maybe I should spruce it up a little bit and make it something that I can do for the rest of my life, basically, and really think about those things that I really want to do that are gonna propel me into the rest of my life. So the one thing that was really pertinent to me was, I really want to foster and or adopt. So that is something that is on my list. I've been thinking about this for a while now, though. Actually, before COVID hit, I was actually thinking about starting the fostering process and starting to go through like the classes and all of that. Because there's so many kids out there that need a good home and need someone that will be there for them, until their family is able to help them, or until they're all able to get back together. So, I don't know. I just really have wanted to foster and adopt, for a while. Like, I hate to say it, I don't want to bring another human being into this world, for a multitude of reasons. But I think there are so, like I said earlier, there are so many kids out there that need a home, that they will feel safe or be able to call their own. And I would rather provide that home for those kids than to honestly bring in another human into this life, or excuse me, into this world. So I don't know. I'm still looking at it. It's on hold right now, but I really am hoping. My goal was to foster by 30, adopt by 35. Don't think that's gonna happen. Because I am 2 years from 30, and nowhere near having my shit together. So yeah, I think it's probably safe to say I'm going to have to rethink those age groups of when I want to do these things. Another thing is buying a house. So that's actually been on my radar a lot lately. I really have been thinking about where I want to buy a house, if it's going to be here in Pittsburgh, if it's going to be back home, or hell, a whole nother state. I don't know. But I really have been thinking a lot about that lately. And it's something that is a little bit closer than I thought it was. Like, I was thinking I should probably do this again. I had this whole this by this age. So the buying a house was actually also by 35, but I wanted to buy a house by the time I was 35. So I might actually be able to do that, which would be awesome. And then another one, traveling more. I got the traveling bug, what, about a year ago now? Yeah, it's been a little over a year when I went to Nashville and I went to New Orleans. And I've just been wanting to travel ever since. I definitely want to go back to Nashville. That was probably the best vacation that I've taken. I want to go to Vegas. I want to go to California. And I also want to travel overseas. Never been out of the country. I want to go to London, Paris, where else? Germany is huge for me. I really, really want to go to Germany. And I took almost 6 years of German and never actually went. I had the opportunity and I did not take it. So if you're listening out there, like, make sure you take those opportunities that are provided to you when you get the chance to, because you never know when you're not going to be able to do it. And then another thing that is on my list is getting my doctorate. As we've talked about, I am in the program right now. I will check that off when graduation comes, because it's rough. It is a rough experience right now. I'm still trying to get the hang of everything. I mean, I'm 7 weeks in and there's only 10 weeks into the quarter, and I'm still trying to get the hang of everything, of when things are due, when I have to have things done, and needing to respond to this thing and that thing. So I will cross that off when we get to that graduation date, when they say my name and I'm probably not walking across any stage. That is probably one graduation that I will not attend. I like the graduation ceremonies, but they can be so daunting sometimes. So I want to just, I'll get my diploma and I'll be good. I'll be happy. That'll make me so happy when I get that. And then the other thing is finding my dream job. I think I'm actually pretty close to that. I think I actually am pretty close to it. I think every day it's been getting closer and closer. I would say that doing private practice has definitely pushed me and propelled me closer to that goal. And I guess my dream job is to own my own practice. So being able to do private practice and get that experience and get that level of knowledge about what it looks like in that arena is really helpful. And I really appreciate the opportunity that I've been given to be able to do that, because typically with an LSW, there's not a lot of places that will take you on as a therapist. And the two places that I work at that do take people on are fantastic. They're really amazing. Yeah. And I've had really good experiences throughout the time that I've been working with them. So I definitely am grateful for that. Another thing, this one is something that hits hard for me because I don't do this enough, but complimenting myself more and doing like a gratitude thing. So thinking about what are those positive things and affirmations, what are those affirmations that I want to see every morning whenever I wake up, when I'm getting ready for work, when I'm having a stressful day, I can pull these things out and say them to myself to make myself more positive in that way. So I think that is something that I really need to do more. I'm very good at complimenting other people. I don't do it enough for myself, and I don't take compliments very well either. So I think that's another thing, is being able to take a compliment from someone in a more positive way. I get super embarrassed and super, if you could see me blush, I would blush, when someone compliments me. So, yeah, I need to be able to do that more. And another thing, the last thing that's on my list is I want to go viral. Yeah. At least one time, just one time. I don't care what platform it's on. I want to go viral. I want to be able to say to my kids later on, that was me. I was all over the internet because I had this going on. And it was, yeah, let me clarify that. I want to go viral for something good. I want to do something that is good, either that be something that I am doing for someone else, and it is a good deed that helped a bunch of people out, going viral with this podcast. I would love that. That would be fantastic. And like I said, it can just be once. Hell, if just one of these episodes would go viral, that I would be so happy. And yeah, so I think the one thing that I did not put on this bucket list this time was anything that was like too risky. So like, again, I talked about, I had skydiving on my last one. That right there for me is a no-go. That is like too anxiety inducing for me. So just thinking about it, it just raises my anxiety, honestly. But yeah, I think those are just some of the things that are on my list. I have so many more that I am really excited to try out when we can. But I think the biggest one for me, when we are able to do things more, is I want to travel again. I have been having that traveling bug, and there's so many different places that I want to visit that I have not been able to visit. And I think traveling really brings about that, gives you more knowledge about different places and different things. And you learn so much from traveling. So that is probably the biggest thing that I want to focus on. And I mean, I'm probably not going to be traveling for a while until I get out of school. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. All right, that's everything for this episode. So I wanted to thank everyone for listening. Thank you again for all your support and for just listening to me ramble about just random things. I also want to say, you can follow my social medias. You can find me at Twitter and Instagram at The Chronicle, THEKARON. ICLE. You can also find me at my blog, which will have all the pictures, all the videos, transcripts, things like that. And that is thechroniclepodcast.blogspot.com. Also, you can email me at chroniclepodcast.com. So tell me what your bucket list is. What's on your bucket list? What are some things that you want to do? And if there are things that you've already done, let me know.